the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Humankind is simply materialized color operating on the 49th vibration.
This being a 44 man, the most powerful handgun in the world. Blow your head clean up. Gotta ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya? Punk.
Sorry, an indulgent opening of precious little relevance. Always wanted to deliver that monologue. Note though the closing reference to the concept of punk, an obsession of our next speaker. Phil Gray, in my association with him, at least, Mr. Community Radio, enabling amateur hour fools like myself to broadcast for decades now, is a lover of all things music, not least punk rock. Like Dr. Livingston searching for the source of the Nile, Phil has been compelled to find the absolute, definitive, and unarguable origin of punk and podcast about it to the world. One of a mere 2.5 million podcasts he's overseen this year. But this one is over. Mr. Phil Gray.
And so went the most erudite of introductions from my friend Dr. Richard Swainson here in Hamilton, New Zealand, to a presentation I gave in recent days, actually an event called a Pecha Kucha. If you're not familiar with Pecha Kucha, it's a Japanese term for a public speaking engagement where you choose a topic and speak to 20 slides, 20 seconds each, my chosen topic, the undeniable origins of punk, as Richard said. So a fun speaking engagement, if you'd like to watch that, it's up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio, or you can just go to YouTube and search Phil Gray Origins of Punk. So I've based the first part, at least of this show, on the contents of that public speaking engagement, where I traced the history of punk from the current scene here in New Zealand right back to what I argued was the origin. So we're only going to look at the 60s, so let's get it underway with the first 60s band I mentioned in that presentation, The Stooges, off their 1969 debut album. Widely regarded as a seminal proto-punk act, this is No Fun. Nobody else.
Maybe go out, or maybe stay at home, or maybe call mom on the telephone. Well, come on, 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 for no fun.
Even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Thank you.
And that is the first two bands I discussed in my recent public speaking engagement on the origins of punk. The Stooges, Iggy and the Stooges, formed Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1967, with No Fun off their debut album. And then a step earlier than that, formed in 1963, also in Ann Arbor, the Iguanas, formed by Iggy Pop, Ann Arbor High School student, then known as Jim Osterberg. The Iguanas first came together as a duo, rehearsing extensively before making their debut at the school's talent show. They recorded just 145, but other tracks were recorded as demos and subsequently released. So we had a track called Again and Again.
Rock and roll, filling up the dope dance. Rock and roll all night long.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, as we trace back the history of punk, in my Origins of Punk presentation, I referred to the Iguanas' cover of Lue Lue. So it's Lue Lue next. Could have quite predictably chosen the Kingsmen. I've chosen a more obscure version, though, of the many, many, many covers of Lue Lue. The band is called The Flippers. It was recorded and released 1965 as a 7-inch out of Sweden. The Flippers, Lue Lue.
I'm there. the atomic bomb.
Stop it! Stop it! I don't like it! Stop it!
What you meaning, Larry? Ah, you think like I think. You're a monk. I'm a monk. We're all monks. Dave, Larry, Eddie, Roger, everybody, let's go. Speed time is hop time. It's modern time now. Yeah! Right!
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Three more tracks mentioned in the recent Petra Kucha speaking engagement I gave. A reminder, you can find that on YouTube. Search Phil Gray, Origins of Punk. So we had Swedish band The Flippers covering Lue Lue. Then The Monks from May 1966, a Polydor Records release, Black Monk Time. Ranked 127th greatest album of the 1960s by Pitchfork. Maybe I think it could go a bit higher than that. Fantastic track, The Monks with Monk Time. And then finally, The Spiders, track called Mella Mella, part of that great group sound scene out of Japan.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, as I traced the origins of punk back to the mid-60s, and across the world. Of course, I had to mention Los Psychos. And actually, I always thought that that name really was a Latinization of psychos, but apparently it's actually from the word sadikos with the D dropped, sadikos meaning the sadists. So Los Psychos released 6 45s, that's just 12 songs. And this is the one I mentioned, and probably their best known track, Demolición.
Echemos abajo la estación de tren, echemos abajo la estación de tren, echemos abajo la estación de tren, demoler, 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 echemos abajo la estación de tren, demoler, demoler la estación de tren, demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Ta 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 ya ya ya. No gusta volar estaciones de tren. Ta 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 ya 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 ya. Echemos abajo la estación de tren, echemos abajo la estación de tren, echemos abajo la estación de tren, demoler, 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 echemos abajo la estación de tren, demoler, demoler la estación de tren, demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Ta 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 ya ya ya. No gusta volar estación de tren,
demoler, demoler, demoler.
I've gone into homes where folks are supposed to be Christian, and their children have $100 to $200 worth of rock and roll records, and children put the monkeys on their wall as pin-up pictures.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
The peak, my boom,
Je vais guider son retour. Je vais guider son retour. Depuis que ma môme est partie, n'est plus un sou de happy. J'en ai assez de mon lit des oeufs sur le plat. J'en ai assez de mon lit des oeufs sur le plat. Oh, oh là là, pauvre de moi. Me dira quand elle reviendra. Depuis que ma môme m'a quitté, j'ai mes choses trouées. Mes chemises en nylon n'ont plus un seul bouton. Et passe mes jours à guetter son retour. Depuis que ma môme est partie, n'ai plus goût à la vie. J'en ai assez quand je vais au ciné. J'en ai assez de voir les autres s'embrasser. Oh là là, pauvre de moi, qui me dira quand elle reviendra. Depuis que ma boum est partie, j'ai le cœur qui crie au secours. par mes jours, à guetter de son retour. Oh oui, reviens-moi, mon amour.
And that pretty much wraps my trawl back to the origins of punk as presented in my recent public speaking engagement. Reminder, YouTube, Phil Gray, Origins of Punk. So we had Los Psychos with Demolition. Then we had Les Bluesons Noirs. Photo up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Les Bluesons Noirs, the Black Jackets. Actually, the Black Jackets was a juvenile subculture in the 1950s and early 60s in France. They dressed in black leather, rock and roll clothes, and this band took their name from that movement. But it kind of lacks any sort of context. They had 2 four-track EPs, which were subsequently released 2007, originally 1961 and 1962, presumably recorded in Bordeaux. Nobody seems to really know much about the band or the band's members' names. But what we do know, astonishingly incompetent, really. And actually, pick this up from the web. This is astonishingly incompetent stuff. But who else was playing protopunk in 1961? The Sonics' debut was still 4 years away. For the time, this is brutally raw. The band sound genuinely like they're encountering the instruments for the first time, but things like rhythm tuning and general coherence are mere details. What these guys have is passion and a primitive power. Madcap versions of Gene Vincent's Bebop Alula, Chubby Checker's Let's Twist Again, and Don Covey's Pony Time are hacked out with a crudeness that could be childlike or could be pure punk rock a decade and a half too early. This is why Les Bluesons Noirs were the band that I argue was the origins of punk. Fantastic track from that band called Depuisque Ma Mome. Excuse my French, please.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
It's a horrible, horrible thing.
But we've got time for some obscure 60s garage, so let's do it. Here is one from a comp called Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns. The band is called The Grapes of Wrath. Out of the USA, released March 1967 on Vita Records. This track's called 'Cause It Was Her.
She was one of those girls to play your number one. Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Slices of obscure garage Grapes of Wrath top of the set with Cause It Was Her. Then one from a band called Powers of Blue from 1967, actually off an album called Flip Out, which I haven't managed to get hold of. Powers of Blue, You Blow My Mind. That's from a compilation that I actually mentioned and flashed up a slide in that presentation on the origins of punk. Really the first garage rock comp that got me into the genre. The one called Everything You Always Wanted to Know About 60s Mind Expansive Punkadelic Garage Rock Instrumentals But Were Afraid to Ask. Powers of Blue, You Blow My Mind. Then a second track off that same compilation from The Executioners out of Youngstown, Ohio, released May 1966. A track called I Want the Rain. That's an instrumental off that instrumental compilation. What I just realized this week is there was actually a version with vocals, so we had that next. The Executioners with I Want the Rain, both instrumental and vocal takes. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Here's one from another Japanese group sounds band, the Jaguars. This is Dancing Lonely Night.
Hey! 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 Kino no kofi wa wasurete. Kino no ano ko wa wasurete. Odori tsuzukete itai. Yoru nano sa tsuki ga kudake chittemo hoshi ga moete ochitemo odori tsuzukete itai yoru nano sa mune ni sasatta koi no yaiba ga moeru omoi wo kuruwasu Kino no koi wa wasurete Kino no ano ko wa wasurete Odori tsuzukete itai Yoru nano sa
ニックイあの子は忘れて踊り続けていたい夜なのさ月が砕け散っても星が燃えて落ちても踊り続けていたい夜なのさ胸に刺さった恋の刃が思いを狂わすのさ憎いあの子は忘れて踊り続けていたい夜なのさ
My baby's my baby.
you don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Retrospect.
Tavola, continenti, hai mi rubato, chiamato che, tutti le giorno qui ti sono scascelli, e non vada via tutti ti strusce, pure imbarazzati e sorridenti, facili mi dimossi di non venire, pure annigliati tutta catene, ma chi ha valuoni imparando da me. Infatti chi sta brune da mea, come uno avvione più badà, ma chi dici che io sono antica, e canto vanno molto comincia.
Spanish garage from Los Buenos, a track called Groovy Woovy, subsequently that name given to a 2003 album release on Wah Wah Records, bringing their recordings together. But the original track, a B-side from a 45 on Axion Records, released in Spain 1969. So that was Los Buenos. Then we had a band called I Pelati out of Italy. Picture and information about them up on our Facebook page. Chose this band because I've been playing the Monks a lot. We all know that the Monks shave the middle of their heads to look like monks. These guys went a step further. Entirely bald. I Pelati, in fact, Italian for the balds. The track's called Brunetta. It's a May 1966 release out of Italy, 7-inch 45 from I Pelati.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Here's a garage band from Lo Banachea, Santiago, Chile, from 1967 on Philips Records, 7-inch 45. The band's called Los Sin. This is Chica Tientame.
Baby, try.
And there's a track referred to also in my Origins of Punk public speaking engagement, which you'll find on YouTube. Search for Phil Gray, Origins of Punk. The band is called the Geordies, but they are from Italy. It was an April 1966 7-inch 45 on Radio Records, the Geordies. Of course, it was the Who's My Generation. And that takes us to the end of this episode 374 of Retrospect, in which we largely looked at the origins of punk. I'm really interested in your opinions. Watch that video. YouTube, search for Phil Gray, Origins of Punk, or scroll down the Retrospect Facebook wall until the 26th of July, when I first put that video up there. Who did I miss out? Who should I have included? Bear in mind, it was a light-hearted presentation, but certainly I seek your feedback. Right, we're going to wrap with an instrumental. This band, actually, kind of a hybrid of traditional Greek jazz along with a bit of psychedelia. The main guy was called Mimis Plessas, a Greek composer born in Athens, born in 1924. Written over 100 film, television, and radio programs. But then he released an album called Greece Goes Modern, in which we get a little bit of psychedelic rock influence. So that's why we're wrapping Retrospect with this track. So Mimis Plessas and the Orbiters. This is called Karaguna, and that's wrapping Retrospect for this week.
like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.